This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Hello, and welcome to Your Mom's Podcast, the only podcast that's worth walking out on a date with one of Degrassi's coolest girls. I'm Caroline.
I'm Avis, and we're your Degrassi rewatch besties.
And it is trivia night, where I indulge my inner mean girl and we make Avis do a little math. Tonight, we are joined by
Degrassi two beautiful fans,
YMP
patron
fans,
members.
Patrons.
Yeah.
That double entry. Yeah.
We did not rehearse any of this, so clearly, you know, we're just going to say two of the same things. But they're pretty also. You guys
don't
can't
draw
see them,
it.
So I have to tell you they're
they
pretty.
They are. We are joined by Anna and Tay, and they are so lovely.
And they've been hanging in there through the yapping.
Through the pre-show. We kind of dragged them along for a hot minute. Which means let's get started.
Yes, yes.
Avis, you're going to bring us in with round one. And here's the thing that I realized during pre-show.
What?
Everybody knows our numbers. And even if we go from like 1 to 10 to 20 to 30 or whatever,
it's always
people, it's still 1 to 10. So
right. And
gotta,
it just and
it, it's gotta it basically be like 1 to 500. And we'll do Price is Right rules.
Can you remind the class what Price is Right
closest without going over?
Okay. All right, so 1 to 500. And
yes.
Whose number is this?
This is yours.
It's my number. Okay.
You're doing round one.
All right. Me?
Mm-hmm.
You want me to?
Yeah. Okay.
Sorry. yes, I'm thinking of a number between 1 and 500. I'm so sorry. I'm just going to be very weird today.
Anna.
Oh, I'm first. 213.
Okay.
Okay.
317.
It was 266.
So that's Anna.
So that's Anna. Yeah.
What's fucked is Tay. That was going to be, like, it's not going to be now because I'm telling y'all. That would have been my number.
What, your number? Really?
Would have been, it was going to be 317. Because it's
that
my
makes
birthday.
Because that's your birthday. Yeah, that makes
and
sense.
And it's the Indianapolis area code.
I didn't even think about any of that. It was just where my brain locked in.
Since we're explaining, my mother's birthday is February 6th, so 266. It feels, again, like a reiteration of the numbers that you guys might already know that we like. But the added digit helped. So, all right.
So, we'll get started. We should probably explain the rules in case
season
six trivia without listening to any of the others. Welcome.
This is your first time. Welcome. Hey, it's going to be weird.
It's going to be four rounds of five questions. Anna's going to start the first round. Taylor will start the second round and back and forth. Then we will come together head to head for final saucerty, which is a like wager points answer a question about Avis or myself or perhaps
or
the
both.
Two of us.
Maybe.
If you get a question wrong, it bounces to the other contestant. I think that's all the rules.
Yeah. If you need a repeat of either the question, Well, if you ask for repeat, I will repeat the question and the answer most likely. If it bounces to your opponent, obviously you get both question and answer read to you. I don't think you can ask any questions other than that. So don't.
We can't both be mean, and I get to be mean at trivia.
I'm usually not mean. I'm Paula Abdul. You're Simon.
I know. To quote my dear friend Mulu. And we take turns
being Randy.
To quote my dear friend Mulu, pipe the fuck down with your shit.
It's okay. Once we get started, I know I'm going to cuss you out after every question. Don't take it personally.
Love it.
Well, Anna. Come through beautiful because Caroline does too.
So. I'm just going to have to gather my thoughts after every single one and be like, what the fuck am I doing?
What was that? Well, I think that that'll all make for very fun gameplay. So I'm excited. All right. So, Anna, first question. What is Ellie's sign? Scorpio, Pisces, Taurus, Cancer.
I feel like I just saw this. I'm gonna say Pisces.
That is not correct. Tay?
Is she a Taurus?
That ass is a Taurus, yes. Does it explain some things? Yes!
I don't know what any of it means.
Astrology, what does it mean?
What is this?
All right, beautiful. All right, so that is 1 point for Tay, but and Tay, this is your question as well. What exam does Alex fall asleep in? Physics, calculus, organic chem, statistics.
Organic chem?
She does, which is very understandable.
She's in the right.
She is in the right. Anna, what is Peter's dad's name? Trevor, Toby, Travis, Troy.
I'm gonna say Travis.
His name is not Travis.
Is it Troy?
That man's name is Troy. Yes. That is a very High School Musical coded name that I did not really. Yeah, Pretty Little Liars moment. I don't know. These all kind of made me think of somebody. All right. Tay. How does Marco take his coffee? 2 cream, 4 sugars, 3 cream, 2 sugars, black.
Is it the first one, the 2 cream?
It is not 2 cream.
Okay.
Anna?
I have the choices again.
Of course. So eliminating 2 cream, we are left with 4 sugars, 3 cream, 2 sugars, black.
I know Pete or Ellie takes hers black like her soul. I remember that one. So I'm going to say 3 cream, 2 sugars.
That was the process of elimination was sound. I'm so sorry, though. It is not 3 cream, 2 sugars. It is 4 sugars. He likes the sugar. He's heavy on the sugar. Why so much sugar?
Way too much.
That's way too much sugar. I like a little cream.
Black coffee. Because black coffee is a different book.
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The Real Real.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more, and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell. Fast. to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Ball game.
Mm-hmm.
And if, like, if I am in a situation where I need coffee and there is not cream, but there is sugar,
mm-hmm.
I'm probably going to put 4 sugars in my coffee.
Yeah. Overcompensate for what you're missing.
Mm-hmm. But if there were
and honestly,
cream available.
Black coffee with 4 sugar kind of slaps.
So you're saying Marco's right.
I'm not saying Marco's right. I mean, I don't think there's a wrong way to like your coffee.
Hmm.
I mean, okay. Yes, there are extreme exceptions to that rule. But for coffee,
it is like someone can be wrong.
Black coffee, I know what words are. 4 sugars in a black coffee, I don't think it's a wrong way to enjoy your coffee.
Hmm. All right. Well, so the final question of the round is Anna's.
I think it's so.
Where are Ash and Jimmy hoping to go to university? New York University, Cornell University, Fordham University, Columbia University.
I literally just watched this episode today.
These little lovesick bitches.
I feel like they wanted to go to NYU. They
you
wanted to be lawyers.
Feel correct. They yes. wanted to go to NYU and be lawyers
and
together.
Anna is on the board.
Barf.
No naked laughs. Remember that in beer pong? Like in college. Never mind.
It's a beer pong?
Like, if you lost and you didn't get a single cup, you had to do a naked lap around the house.
That was your rule.
Yeah, different rules.
I never did it. I always chickened out.
I was like, that was a rule that you and your peeps made up, because that was not what I actually don't. I feel like the amount of times I successfully finished a game of beer pong was like, I was always cutting in on somebody's shit, and then I would get bored and go drift off elsewhere. Like, hey, let me shoot one. Let me shoot it. I want to shoot one. And then I'd, like, do twice and, like, miss it and be like, fuck, this is stupid. I'm going to go do something else. I feel like that was my party beer pong for soda, if anything. I never started the game because who wants that responsibility?
Everybody loved you.
Everybody was like, hey, it's Avis.
They She's probably come just like let you shoot up. 2 that didn't count at all.
That didn't count. Probably. Yeah. Like, hey, give me a break so I can go get another like drink or something. Yeah. I'll play for you. You might be like losing. What do you get back? But I'll play for you.
I would play at like frat parties just to drink the beer because I was disgusting. We're on the ground.
You right. You didn't think about it. No, I always was like, we gotta play with water, guys. You gotta play with water. And then they're like, that's water pong. I'm not drinking the beer.
Yeah.
So if you want it to be beer, you can have it be beer. But it could be better if it's water. Yeah. That could be okay, too.
And oh,
that's you can hydrate.
That's part of the experience.
At 35, I agree with you, but 20 or 19.
Oh, yeah, I was championing that in college. I was like, guys, we can use water and drink the alcohol. We can drink.
That's smart.
We could just take shots and play pong.
And everybody's like, this bitch, you play, you throw 2 balls and then you're done.
I'm like, hey, we don't have to do this. And like, you're not doing anything. Do anything. No one's forcing you.
I fight for what's right.
Right. Like, you don't have to listen to me. It doesn't, I'm just a drug bitch. Who knows? But like, hey. This could make a lot of sense if you want it to make sense. That was what I said.
College party Avis sounds low-key so annoying.
I was very annoying.
Okay,
and
good,
I'm still very annoying.
I didn't
want
to add I didn't want to say that, but like, yeah.
Well, I'm still quite annoying. I think it's part of like my drunk persona. I'm either like a retriever, golden retriever, golden doodle type. Like I'm very like friendly and I have short attention span and I kind of need to be fawned over a little bit. And then I get tired and I'm like black cat, like it's usually both in the same night. I need food. I need to be put in something cozy and I need to be left alone.
See, I'm either the mother or I'm on the floor. There's no in between.
But there's two shifts. Does that ever happen at once? Or you're like being the mom, like, hey, everybody, protect your wallets, and also like falling into the table.
Oh, yeah. It's like a quick wall where I'm like, oh, it's your mother.
Where is your mother? Where is she?
Are you lost?
Oh my gosh. It's drunk. Being drunk is a responsibility.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't need it anymore. I'm just like.
No. No, it's been, I feel like I got drunk on Thanksgiving and then I got sick. So I was like,
I mean, I don't think you got like, sick because you got drunk on Thanksgiving.
No, I did not get sick because I got drunk on Thanksgiving.
But honestly, it wasn't probably it a didn't bad help. Thing at the, like,
it, all I'm always like, oh, if I could kill the germ, it that never works. That does not work. If you want to, like taking a shot, maybe if you catch the first tickle and you take a shot of something like strong and then it kills whatever bacteria, but then I don't actually think that works otherwise. No. I've just felt sick the next day and then it gave me heartburn and I felt really old. Heartburn.
I've been taking Tums to the club.
You're kind of young, right, Taylor?
27.
Yeah. Oh my god, you're like a baby. Are you a, does your mom know you listen to our show? Because it's explicit sometimes.
That is a revelation.
That's like a decade ago to me. You're not a baby, you're a whole ass adult, but oh my gosh, babe. Your life is just beginning and it's about to get way cooler.
Oh, I'm so excited. I love growing up. Now. I didn't as a kid, but now I do.
Yeah. It's fun.
27 was good.
I think it's great when you get taught something that you genuinely did not expect. Like that.
There was one time I was down bad and I was asking the bartender, like, what is in your purse? Do you have Tums? Do you have Prilosec? She was like, no, but if you take a shot of Bailey's, like, the milk helps. And I was like, it's not going on my tab because you're my doctor. Like, and she gave it to me and it worked. And I was like, damn. So
oh my gosh. Is that why milk of magnesia was, or whatever the fuck was in my house growing up? What is that shit?
Your absolute brains out.
Yeah, I know some I know some people who really are addicted to like shitting their brains out.
Yeah,
and will like get laxatives just to shit. So, what was going on in my home? What was happening?
I mean, also maybe some people are just prone to constipation.
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The Real Real.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The Real Real? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The Real Real than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The Real Real. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Shan? There are non-disordered
my mom's
eating
like
reasons
the one time
to...
my mom listens to pre-show, she's like, what the fuck?
Your mom's Christmas present to you is that she bought a subscription.
She's like, a year. I bought a year and here, and I just listen casually, and you're talking about the contents of our fucking medicine cabinet show. Also, by the way,
this is the main
bitch. Yeah, it is. It is. And this is staying in too. You know that? And
no, that means Miss Bev will hear it.
For that intro.
This is all staying in.
This is past Caroline doing future Amos a solid and just giving like her a chance, a reminder to check her
funny
work.
As shit.
That's fine too. But if I were talking about my mom's gastrointestinal issues.
But now that we've established it's my mom, there is a dude in the house too with ugly army bowels. Who knows? God knows my dad's gut health. I don't.
Like, okay. Oh my God.
But the only thing I'm gonna be mad about is if I don't get an uninterrupted soundbite of me saying that this is local color. Other than that, we may proceed.
My mom doesn't have a gallbladder anymore.
Well, the pad needed to know that.
Some people don't have gallbladders, or some people have gallbladders that are kind of a bother, and so they give them a name in case they need to talk about them, like mine. Her name is Shelley. Shelley Dugall.
Kind of a bother.
Sometimes the bitch gets feisty. But she doesn't like it when I stand all day. Walking, she's fine. Standing, she's like, nope.
Anyway. I've got to figure out where that bitch is, because, like, you make it seem like I've got to worry about that being a thing in the coming years, like, being aware of my organs, where they're at, and what they do.
Okay, so your gallbladder, I can't tell you where all of your organs are. You'll have to find somebody else for the other ones. But your gallbladder is on your right side, and it's, like, kind of up. Like it's
above my hip?
The back?
Yeah, it's We're above your hip. No, it's towards the front. If you're, okay. Or at least that's where you're going to feel it. If there's something going on with your gallbladder, that's right where you're going to feel it.
Like it's under like the rib cage?
Yeah, under the rib cage, but not by a lot. You'll know.
Okay.
You'll know. It won't be fine.
All right, bitch. Know where you at now.
So before we jump into round two, Anna, Taylor, why don't you each, we know your names, why don't you tell us the first episode of Degrassi you remember watching and how you found YMP? If you remember.
Do you want to go first?
I'll go. I really don't remember the first episode that I watched. Because I know I tried to, like, sneakily watch it when I was younger, and I wasn't allowed to. So I know, like, when I got to college, my first weekend, I started on TNG and just started binging.
That's beautiful.
And I want to say I found YMP on Facebook, just through other pages and other people and everything, and started following and then started making friends.
Badass. I love that.
Yeah, mine is pretty similar. I don't remember the first, like, major storyline I remember, because I would also go over to my friend's house and at the end. And the first major storyline was, like, Paige's essay stuff in the beginning.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I found you guys on Facebook, too. I think the first group I joined was, like, out of the blue it came up, and it was called I'm High and Watching Degrassi. And I was like, that's really funny and random, so I'm going to join that, even though I, like, rarely ever smoke, but and then you guys were mentioned at some point, so I hopped on over.
Nice.
Yeah.
I think the moral of these stories, listeners, we're trying to get better at asking for things like this, but tell people you like us in other Degrassi spaces. It helps us.
Yeah.
It brought us two wonderful listeners.
It did.
Depending on when I listen to this, once it's posted, I'm going to tell all my friends to listen to it after I hear it at first.
You're like, I've got to listen through. If it's all right for the if it's all right for the squad's ears, the squad shall hear it.
Here's this podcast I was on. At one point, one of the hosts starts talking about, you know, laxatives, but milk otherwise it's really good.
Okay, but I didn't know. So technically, Anna supplied that really important information.
Yeah.
I know
a lot of.
Yeah.
Well versed.
All right.
Oh, no, yeah. I don't
on that note,
I love that.
Here is how we are heading into round two.
Beautiful.
Taylor is in the lead with 3. Anna is on the board with 1. Things can go. We've got 4 rounds. Things change rapidly, we've seen sometimes. And we no longer speculate as to how they might change because we might be witches.
I'm so mad that she's not a witch because she guessed your exact number.
I was going to say that's... it's going to be 3 to 17 because that is 20 questions.
Mm. Well, okay. That's a whole other, that's some math shit. All right. All right. Let's get started. Oh, and y'all are going to hate me because we are starting this round out with a numbers question.
Well, they had Taylor, to start somewhere.
What is the alarm code for Spinner and Jimmy's store? 1637 2868 3178 or 1492?
No idea. So I'm going to say 3178.
I am sorry, but the 317 did not serve you this time. Ooh. Anna, would you like to hear the numbers again?
I was going to be my teacher. I would like to hear the numbers.
Okay. 1637 2868 3178. Oh, no, that one's gone. So okay. 1637 2868 1492.
I'm going to go 1492.
I am sorry. That is also incorrect. That is the year that Columbus sailed the ocean.
The ocean blue.
And
that's fucked up.
2868. 2868 is the phone number that I will one day pay the extra money to have the next time that I need to change my number at some point, maybe. Who knows? Mm. Because it spells one of my favorite words, the C word.
Oh. Beautiful.
The correct answer was 1637. So that's nobody's point. Anna. What is the name of the doctor who runs Ellie's group therapy? Dr. Cole, Dr. Kendrick, Dr. Ross, or Dr. Mill?
Dr. Ross.
I'm sorry, that is incorrect. Tay, do you need those answers again?
Yes, please.
Dr. Cole, Dr. Kendrick, or Dr. Mill?
I'm going to go Dr. Cole.
I'm sorry, that is also incorrect. It was Dr. Kendrick.
I was going to say that, and then I thought maybe you put that in there because of Kendrick Lamar for some
reason. Yeah.
No, but you know what I did do is Google other people who had beef with Drake. And those are all last names.
I heard Mill, and I was like, yeah, okay.
I was a fun kind of stoned while I was finishing these up. All right. It is back to Tay, correct?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Tay, Emma and Manny like to watch which American drama? Lost, Ugly Betty, Desperate Housewives, or Grey's Anatomy?
Lost.
I'm sorry, that is incorrect. Anna, do they watch Ugly Betty, Desperate Housewives, or Grey's Anatomy?
Sorry. Grey's Anatomy.
That is correct.
Yes.
Anna with the first point of the round.
Yay.
Sorry, that's the sound.
Back to Anna. What are the seniors reading this year? Titus Andronicus, The Tempest, King Lear, or Much Ado About Nothing?
Say King Lear.
You are correct. You have evened up the score.
Ooh. Beautiful.
All right. Tay, last question of this round. What color is Marco's laptop? Red, blue, silver, or green?
Red.
That is correct.
The suspense.
All right. So that was a really solid round.
It was.
Taylor is still in the lead, but only by one.
Okay. So we
the first numbers down. Question was a wash.
It was. Are we ready to kick off round three?
Yeah.
All right.
I don't see why not.
So, Anna, this is going to be your question. It is not a numbers question. Yay, you. Sean is near what park when he hits the runner? Sarah Simcoe Park, Sunnybrook Park, Christy Pitts Park, Trinity Bellwoods Park.
Can you say them one more time? I'm sorry.
Absolutely. Sarah Simcoe Park, Sunnybrook Park, Christy Pitts Park, Trinity Bellwoods Park.
Say Trinity Bellwoods?
It is not Trinity Bellwoods Park. Tay?
Is it Sarah Simcoe?
It is Sarah Simcoe. Yes. That frantic 911 call.
Just all right. Peter plot so many times.
Are you?
I can only hear Peter saying it.
Yeah. It's like you gotta just kind of give yourself the grace you deserve. you do not have to consume this content. All right, Tay. The college-aged crew hangs out at a bar that has a weekly wing night. How much are wings on wing night? 20 cents, 15 cents, 10 cents, 5 cents.
15 cents.
They are indeed 15 cents, which is very fairly priced wings. You know,
it's mainly cheap wings.
I don't think that they price those wings the same. I have not been to a wing night in a very long time, though.
No, I think it's like at best dollar wing night.
Oh.
Barely get a dozen.
Oh, fuck off. I'm not paying a dollar.
Yeah.
I'm not doing that. No.
Right. I remember when it became 50 cent wing night and I was like, I'm going to do this tonight because I'm here.
Mm-hmm. However, and then I'm never I will doing not be coming again. Back. Yeah. I've driven here. I've sped the gas. But I'm not coming back. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Anna. What event does Danny do his presentation on? D-Day, Operation Barbarossa, the bombing of Pearl Harbor, the bombing of Hiroshima.
I say Pearl Harbor.
It was not Pearl Harbor.
You're bad at this, Anna.
I'm going to say D-Day.
It was not D-Day. That was some good off-throwing with these options because it is, like, you think the multiple choice is easier. It is the bombing of Hiroshima, my friends. I would have chosen Barbarossa just because it's fun to say.
Yeah. I thought
Operation
about it.
Barbarossa. All right, Tay. Who is sitting next to Darcy at JT's funeral? Shantae, Liberty, Alex, Mia.
I'm going to say Mia, but
it is not Mia.
So I don't think that's right.
Why would you Anna? Say it then?
You don't really do get to be. You're like, I'm not going to hold it in. I'm good.
It's all so with love.
Why would you say it then? Anna,
okay. Did you say Shantae? He's the only time she's really on camera is that's the receiver.
I wish that she was this relevant. No, unfortunately not. It is Alex sitting next to Darcy.
I knew it was right, Liberty.
It would be equally as random to have Shantae, but yeah. Actually, not. Well, they're supposed to be kind of friends, but they also hate each other. I know, but I don't recall. They were friends for a while, but then they also
mean to Manny together.
Yeah, but then they also don't do anything else together. Indicates they're friends. And then they'd like stop talking to each other.
But that's also like the intro having like Casey and Bianca together. It's like
why? Because they were in the rubber room together. Were they in the rubber room together?
Yeah, I think so.
The fact that they called it the rubber room.
Yeah, I don't like
it. I still don't really know what that means.
Nothing good.
Like the walls were rubber.
Yeah.
like the padded walls.
Padded walls.
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The Real Real.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The Real Real? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The Real Real than anywhere else.
Exactly. That's the sound of your closet working for you. The Real Real. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to therealreal.com to get your extra $100. Therealreal.com. That's therealreal.com.
Not PC. All right, so we have...
That is the kind of thing that you would that teenagers would call it.
Yeah, yes. Totally. That's fair. Maybe it's why they were like, this would make sense because teenager.
Because teenager.
Authenticity. All right, Anna, the final question of round three, and then Caroline will give us the totals. What team is Jimmy coaching this season? Girls basketball, freshman team. Varsity girls basketball. Girls basketball. Junior girls basketball.
No, it's girls basketball.
Yes, and
can you give me like A, B? Because I don't know. I'm like combining.
So you want me to take out you want me to take out girls basketball? You want me to give you? I can do that.
Okay.
Girls basketball freshman team. Varsity girls basketball, junior girls basketball.
Okay. So there's only three each?
Though I took out the one that you know it is, but that you know it's not. Girls basketball. I
think
I took
what
that out.
She meant was like one, two, three. So can you break it? Be like one girls basketball.
Oh, I will break it that.
Okay, no, I think I got it.
Are you sure?
I think so. I'm going to be wrong on that.
Well,
do you want them one more time?
I will give them. I will bullet point. I'll number them for you.
Okay.
One. Girls basketball freshman team. Two. Varsity girls basketball. Three. Girls basketball. Four. junior girls basketball?
Let's say the junior girls basketball.
That's correct.
Yes, see? So much less bad about making you do all that.
Hey, do you imagine? Shouldn't feel bad about it.
No, I don't care. Like, yeah, I'm here to be the host of ceremonies, one of them. And you know, if it'll help you.
Bad,
yeah, if it'll help you. Because I definitely stopped doing that. My style of reading them has changed. I used to put an and in there. And I was like, I'm going to just read them as their own separate thing. But if it helps you to do the one, we're getting into crunch time. We have one more round left. I do not.
We don't fuck around.
Don't fuck around. Okay.
And don't doubt yourself. I would be really upset. It's actually really not that dire. Taylor is still in the lead. She's got six.
Okay.
But you're right behind with four.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen things turn around in round four plenty of times.
That's not a bad lead. Like, you can totally come back from a lead, in that vicinity.
You don't have feasible. To, but you could. I'm like, hey, I'm playing.
You don't have to.
You don't have to.
Don't feel pressured.
And
okay?
We are rooting one way or another. We just don't want you to feel discouraged. Not at a point where the numbers are against you and there's no way that you could catch up.
Yeah. We would tell
you
that.
And it's not even like you have to take this whole round.
We would tell you that. We'd be like... If you wager very recklessly in final source study, maybe. But you'd have to wager every. We have told someone wager everything, or you're not. You're not in that position. So
that's good.
Yes.
All right. Damn. This afternoon, Caroline was kind of cunty and not in a good way. Okay.
What?
All right, Tay, starting round four off with a bang.
Oh, gosh.
What is Darcy's My Room page username? Is it Cheer Girl, but the E's in Cheer are threes? Is it Cheer Girl with no I and three R's? Is it Cheer Girl, G-U-R-L? Or is it Cheer Girl... Again, no I, but only one R. I'm so sorry.
Oh, shit. This is the worst question.
I was on something.
I'm
just going to pick a number 1 through 4, and I'm going to go 2.
The second one. Let's see how that worked out for you, Jay. No.
Okay.
No, that is incorrect.
Okay, this is a big one.
And this is a big one, Anna.
I'm gonna need you.
No, I deserve that. I 100% deserve
the pain of repeating that. The pain.
Is it Cheer Girl? Except the E's in Cheer are threes, or is it Cheer Girl? You said no.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, is it Cheer Girl? G-U-R-L. Okay, so then are you saying that it is Cheer Girl, G-R-L?
Yes.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Good job.
All right, nicely done, Anna. And again, closing that gap. You don't have to.
The process of elimination. It worked.
Bouncing back to Anna. What day are auditions at Club Zanzibar? Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday?
Mm-hmm.
You should come by. Auditions are on Wednesday.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect. Tay, do you need the answers again, or do you know the first 4 days of the week?
Does it start on a Monday or does the week start on a Sunday? Are we
it
doing
starts
calendars?
On a Monday.
Okay.
That's a valid question.
I'm just
so over the cunt. Like, the Caroline cunt is like risen the bar. I was like, wow. Okay.
Okay.
Here's the thing is, I'm really good at being mean, but I don't like being mean. So I like to be mean in a place where, like, it's a controlled environment. You hopefully have listened to enough trivia to know that it is all in good fun. But mean Caroline is really witty. All right. I'm sorry.
I love it. I'm going to go Thursday.
You are correct. Nicely done, Tay.
I'm so glad there's not a visual with that, because that was a lot of head shaking.
Oops. This is not a visual medium right now. Like, we're just not committing to releasing it. Gown. You are in your Vermont nightgown. We saw it.
I love that.
We saw it.
Mm-hmm. All right. And we are, fuck, I'm the one not paying attention this time around. Mm. One, two. Okay, Tay, back to Tay. How far away will Dylan be? 6,497 kilometers, 5,961 kilometers, 3,124 kilometers, or 8,675 kilometers?
The 6,000 something. 6,000.
You are correct.
Mm. Damn.
That was that just a guess, or are you actually a secret math genius?
No. Well, no. I watched it again yesterday, and so I know three was too low and eight just felt really too high, so I was going between the two middle guys. But something about six just stood out to me.
Hmm. That's fair. Yeah. That is a good explanation.
The three came from High School Musical 3 senior year.
Did it?
The reprise of
okay.
Right Here, Right Now.
And we had Troy.
It's how many hours? We did have Troy earlier. This is sometimes a High School Musical podcast.
Yeah. We can work it in.
We can work it out.
Ah! Yes. That made me happy.
That was good.
Mm-hmm.
Anna, what precinct does Uncle Louie's cop buddy work at? The 19th? The 54th, the 27th, or the 32nd?
The 19th.
I am sorry, that is incorrect.
That sounds
Taylor.
Right. Can I have the numbers again, please?
Yeah, 54th, 27th, 32nd.
I'm going to say 54th.
You are correct.
Hmm. Okay. There we go.
All right, Tay, sweeping the floor. But that's okay, because there's still final saucerty.
There is.
That's where it really
comes
down.
That's where I'm scared.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm coming hard.
Balls to the wall, as they say.
Taylor, what is Chad's last name?
Chad.
Kirby? Chad is Alex's mom's boyfriend.
Oh, is okay. Chad.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Is it bitch. Kirby, Kirk, Kent, or Kelly?
Kirby.
I am sorry, that is incorrect.
That sounded Anna, so right to me.
So, well, it was wrong. It was completely wrong.
That's true. Is it the card that had his name, or the card he stole? That
it's the fucking name that the cops arrested him under.
Oh.
Oh, they were like, Mr. So-and-so, you're under arrest. So it was his name. So says me and says Chad and says the Toronto Police Department, Tay.
Carolyn, can you deliver the line with each name?
Yes.
That's different.
I don't remember it exactly, but sure.
Just say Chad. Just got very, like,
close as you can, please.
Chad Kirk, you're under arrest. Okay. Chad Kent, you're under arrest. Chad Kelly, you're under arrest. I don't know how you didn't sound help when me you arrest
that
people.
That was good. I should have like...
That helped me.
I'm going to say Chad Kelly.
Yeah, that's what I would say.
You're going to be wrong.
That's what I would
Chad
say.
Chad Kent.
I mean, but Kent didn't sound right. Didn't
that's
sound
the
right.
That's Superman's last name.
Right. It's fake. It's obviously a fake last name. Super fake.
Are you calling the Toronto Police Department liars and or incompetent at their jobs?
Probably.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't know much about Canada, but most likely.
It's a safe bet.
All right, so that brings us to the end of round four. And the current scoring reflects one of my favorite Dolly Parton songs, 9 to 5, in Taylor's favor.
Okay, it's
you have less than half. You can. It will depend on what Tay wagers. It will depend on your confidence. In the amount of points that you have to lose, because you also have to, that's what every time, you know, because this is based on a very famous game show that I don't want to say because we're going to get fucking sued probably. But you cannot see, you only get the category when you wager. You don't get the question. So, you know, the category is something related to Caroline, me, or both of us.
And, you know, is it something that's been mentioned in the main feed? It would be like Patreon.
Yes, it will always. Okay. It'll always be something that's been mentioned in the main feed.
Okay.
So, wager. With
to your
that,
heart's
you know,
desires.
9 to 5.
Will you open a chat?
I will open a chat.
So type, but do not hit enter and let us know when you've typed out what you're going to wager.
Okay. It says whisper backstage.
Here, I will type hi in the chat so everybody can see.
Okay. All right, I'm good to go.
I'm good to go.
Hit send then. All right, Taylor is wagering 2. Anna is wagering 5. All right. That's ballsy. I like it on both ends.
That is, okay. That is ballsy, yeah, because you, yeah. Yeah, certainly.
So this summer, Avis and I kind of decided one Saturday afternoon, fuck it, let's get together next weekend, halfway between us. And we had a lovely weekend together in blank New York. Where did we go? What's the blank? And just type it in the chat. But
that was
not
a good
send.
One. I thought you were going to do that.
Thank you.
I do fear we've talked about it enough for me not to feel bad.
And I feel like I've never heard you talk about it. In this
you know
moment.
What? Tough titty nipples.
Are you caught up, Tay?
I don't know. But I'm not confident.
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload.
Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The Real Real.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The Real Real? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The Real Real than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The Real Real. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
But there's one place I can think of ever, so that's what I'm rolling with.
Actually, it's funny that you mentioned it because it has been talked about in this episode.
Definitely. Yeah, were you guys talking about it earlier?
Oh. No, but yes. That's a really good hint, and you don't get hints with Final Saucer.
You don't.
Do you have the theme song playing?
The theme song? You need brain music?
Yeah, something.
The limit does not exist typically. I mean, within reason.
Yes. Let me just
don't
take
be
it.
Like googling the halfway point between us. I guess you could be doing that. And I guess I can't like, stop
you. Could
you.
Do that.
Visualizing is fine.
Yeah.
If you have to I fear you won't find the actual very specific place if you're visualizing a map of where we are and like in the middle of it. But it is somewhere in New York.
Four cities in New York, so it's.
Like, I know that's. I'm like.
It's probably not any of those.
I know.
It's a specific place that we didn't mention. I won't say at length.
Give you guys, I'll give you a second hint. It is fewer than six letters.
The okay, name that of takes mine city. Out. That takes out all of my guesses.
Mm.
Well, damn.
Well, look at that. You know who's cursing? Somebody's cursing y'all out right now.
Yeah, I'm sure of it.
I want to know who it is.
I fear it's like our previous trivia contestants who have been like, you cunts. I never got any sort of hints.
Alika's salty right now.
Alika's going to beat our ass. Virtually.
Poor Alika, too. The spinning wheel does not like her.
That's
and I feel so bad every time.
Yeah.
Because she gets her double entries and all of that, and it's just like, nope.
No, no.
Typing a few in.
Yeah. Oh, you need us in the internet.
No,
she's typing it in the chat and counting the letters.
I was like, that's naughty. And I don't know why I just channeled that gross Russell Brand guy, and I'm really sorry. Apologize. But yeah.
I can't think of any fucking place in New York.
Yeah, what if we neither of us can answer? I guess, you know.
Do you have an...
All right. Then you lose your point.
And with zero. That's okay. I want to be fair.
Every player gets a prize anyway.
If you that is the rules, right? If you don't have a guess, then it's like it's still the final Jeopardy, the final Saucery.
Yeah,
right.
The final Saucery rules of you done bet it already, so it's bet. But I also feel like you got to know what we're talking about or you got to know New York. Either one.
I don't know New York.
I just realized what you meant when I forgot.
We discussed it. It was said. The answer to this question
No, I know, I know. But I thought that you meant that
as
in
an
a different
answer,
way.
Yeah, and both as an answer to a question during the course of this trivia. And also... in like connection to a reference, like it's we've talked about it, we've said it multiple times.
Oh shit!
And now you get Jeopardy music. or Saucery Music.
Yeah. Those brains are working. How do we feel?
Yeah, you look so stressed.
You look so stressed out. There have been so many hints. I can't justify it anymore. Yeah,
nobody has ever.
I'm so geographically challenged. It's not even fun. I'll take the math over the geography.
Alright, but you gotta send something.
Should I send it?
Yep, you guys can hit send.
I can't even think of a place.
Baylor.
This isn't a real guess because I genuinely don't know.
NYC.
But if I shorten it, it's under 6 letters. So.
Was Baylor one of the colleges that you thought about going to? I honestly don't remember.
No.
Was that the hint?
No. No, the answer, my friends, is blowing.
Fail silly. You're gonna silly.
And that wind blows in a quiet little town called Troy, New York.
Troy, New York.
I didn't know that was a place.
It is. We didn't either till we pulled up. yes, Troy was mentioned. Troy was mentioned. It was as an answer to a question because that's
it's whose Peter's real name? Dad's name.
Peter's dad's real name. And then we also talked about Troy and like they being an answer and, you know, High School Musical relations. So it was mentioned a couple of times.
It was. Also, Baylor's in Texas.
So sorry, Will.
It sounds like a New York. It could be a new, like, if you told us.
If you guessed Manhattan as well, so we've got another patron who's wrong. Shout out to Iggy. I literally just put it in the Patreon.
Oh, I missed it.
Yeah, because it's not a spoiler because, like, they're not going to get, there's no, if actually, right. I was like, maybe if someone gets it right, they'll get like an extra special thing in their package that I am totally sending to you guys.
Life has been lifing, y'all.
but I'm like, maybe if you guys can get it, you know, I'll send you a little something. But Iggy guessed Manhattan. We don't like it there. No, I'm joking.
Yeah.
We just don't like big cities. That's not typically where we choose to vacation with each other.
We like a medium city just fine. From Albuquerque. It was amazing.
We're going to make that happen. But we liked it was a very cute little town. We got an Airbnb. Syracuse was not far. So we went to their mall, got some Kong dog.
It was the best mall.
It was a fucking solid ass mall.
It was a really solid mall.
So yeah, we did this weird, a cute little weekend getaway.
Choose your own adventure type game.
That was really fun though. It was very immersive.
We need to do it with more people. Two was not enough.
I also need to publish that footage. Maybe you guys would know a little bit more about it if I published that footage. I'm not going to blame you for that. Much.
I think that should just be where all the Saucerhood retreats are. Troy, New York. And we're going to the mall in Syracuse. Deal with it.
It's central. We can get good Airbnbs. Like.
Yeah, it was super cute.
You know, it was cute. But with with both of our contestants being wrong, what are the final points?
Well, so Anna is walking away with Big Fat Zero.
With our love and appreciation.
And our love and appreciation.
For participating today.
You played a great game. And I love that you wagered.
You did.
If you'd gotten it, you would have won.
There have been worse. Trust me. Okay? Don't want you to sell yourself short. You came back and you actually, like, you kept fighting and... You definitely had times where you were on the board multiple in a row. So, like, that's not... This is not easy. Like I said, some of this shit sounded right.
Yes. And some of it sounded real fake.
And some of it still didn't sound right.
Diabolical.
And it was right. Yeah, she it goes hard. It's like
I don't like her know mean who girl. That, who you know, the person release. Who comes up with the multiple choices? I don't know that version of myself.
Just hell, that cheer girl question. It's like I diabolical, black out
and I'm just like
you got that diabolical that fucking cheer girl question. I was just like, fuck off.
Because I actually watched that respectfully. Today, like.
Because it's an easy question until you add spelling into the bitch.
Yeah. Well, I got right. Taco Bell and watched that episode today.
Darcy saves someone. But yes, so that means we've got a trivia round one champ.
Yeah, Taylor. Yes, Taylor. See you in a couple of weeks.
The showdown
head to head with whoever wins the next go. It will be Audrey or Ash.
Yes, either Audrey or Ash will be joining. Will be the second person in our showdown against Tay, and you better come prepared because she don't fuck around.
I'm so scared. I'm so scared.
That's perfect.
I know.
That's our strategy, guys.
Every time that I do the casting for trivia and people are like, I'm in, I'm like, okay, but you've listened to a trivia episode, right? Like, I need to know.
You've heard it. You've heard the show. You've heard that it could be considered torture in some
cases. It's not something you're going to find in a BuzzFeed article.
GPT
woman. No. All right, this was so fun, guys. Anna, I'm sure that we'll have you back at some point. Tay, we will definitely be having you back in a couple of weeks.
Yes, we shall be in touch. Yes,
this was fun.
Yes, you guys are great competitors. Yes.
See you guys on the Discord.
Yes. I did plug that in the Discord. I asked our Discord members about if they knew the answer to this question, and I'm going to be generous and give it
the Discord, not the Patreon.
Pretty much everybody on the Discord right now.
Yeah, but I just was confused.
I know, but I'm also not really good at posting on the Patreon because it's not as easy of an app.
It's not. You don't get two
guesses, Iggy. No. All right.
Can someone send me the Discord link? Because I tried the other day and I couldn't get it to work.
Yes, but I will send it to you right now.
Yes. Perfect. Thank you.
Yay. It's very something. It's growing, but it's very well organized. So if Tay's joining, if you guys are into Discord, if you don't have a Discord like me, who didn't have one up until like a month ago, download that shit. It's very easy.
It's fun. And it's all fun. Your friends can be there. Mm-hmm. Should we do a Discord channel that's just like my Grey's Anatomy or whatever? I'm watching status updates, but on Discord.
I think you should, because that would be very a great play. One day I watched a recap of Grey's Anatomy, so I'm getting closer to watching the actual fucking thing.
I've never watched it.
Avis
can tell you, like, you probably know, like, who do we like to some degree, who we like, who we don't like.
Mm-hmm.
I've got through your posts.
Yeah, if you're friends with me on Facebook. So, I don't know, I kind of want to make a Discord channel that's that.
I think that would be a valuable use of your time. Yeah.
Thank you.
Genuinely, I think that having it all in one place like that, too, would be really good. But yes.
I think so, too. All right. On that note, thank you guys for giving us your evening. Thank you.
It was lovely. And yes, talk to you. Trivia kicked your ass. It kicks all of our ass. It comes for us all, I am told.
It's brutal. Listen, like, you've listened to other trivia episodes. It kicks some good asses. And yours is one of them. I think, frankly, it is an honor to make it through. Whatever it takes, you made it through.
A badge of courage. And you racked up points. You
yeah.
I wouldn't blame somebody who was like, fuck this. No, because you bet it all. You were in it to win it. No risk, no reward, yep. Anna. And you left everything on that field. How many more cliches can I throw in? I've watched a lot of sports movies.
There's a couple more. Yes.
Thank you guys.
Thank you both.
Yes. Bye. We'll see you soon.
See you soon.
Okay, that was a really good trivia, I think. Was I too mean?
No.
We would like to take a moment to thank our patrons. Tay.
Evie.
Iggy.
Alex,
Gina,
Carrie,
Miranda,
Christine,
and a special thanks to our Titty Snake producers, the Degrassi Generations Facebook group,
Brandy,
Corey,
Tawny,
Chelsea,
and Alika. Thanks, guys.
I love you guys. Thank you.
If you'd like to further support our show, you can find us on TikTok and Facebook as Your Mom's Padcast. We also have a Facebook group of the same name. And you can find us on Instagram at YMPadcast. Your Mom's Padcast is available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscriptions and reviews are another great free way to support us. However, if you're interested in supporting us in not free ways, we have a lot of great bonus content on our Patreon, and some great merch at our shop, which can be found at your-moms-padcast-shop.forthwall.com. And remember, that's Padcast, P-A-H-D-C-A-S-T. Thank you.